check of your Michigan planting weather forecast. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Planting season is now officially kicked off, and so has our Michigan planting weather forecast, presented by Johnny Truss.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Michigan Ag Today chief meteorologist Ryan Martin says there's a short window of opportunity for planting in the coming days. Greg Allen has more.
Martin says the weekend looks fairly dry. However,
for central and northern Michigan, picking up 1 inch or better with some stronger thunderstorms in the overnight period means that we have to ask the atmosphere to do a lot in terms of dry down for the next couple of days. She tries to comply. We get good sunshine, low evaporation, decent winds, decent temperatures, but I think it's going to be hard-pressed on anything other than very, very light ground to take advantage of this short window that's open for this weekend.
According to Martin, a powerful storm complex will be coming in from the central and southern plains that will affect most of the state Monday into Tuesday.
Yes, there will be some holes, but pretty much everyone's going to get some moisture. The good news is it's done by probably midday Tuesday, and we're starting to get some sunshine back, but that will definitely cause a bit of a delay in thinking about going back to the fields.
The good news is that Martin believes it should be dry for the remainder of the week.
We are going to be a bit chilly in there, particularly Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Those look like the very cold days to me. So drying will be slowed, or evaporation will be slowed a little bit due to the cool temperatures. But no new precipitation for that 6 day, well, 5.5 day stretch.
You can find the full forecast at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
The Michigan Planting Weather Forecast, also sponsored by Greenstone Farm Credit Services.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier, online at johnnytruss.com.
I'm Michigan Ag Today chief meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We've got a frontal boundary working through the Great Lakes and Eastern Corn Belt here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We've got scattered showers. They're going to be starting to push into western Michigan right away this morning, but the heart of this frontal boundary doesn't likely make it through until this afternoon into this evening. All in, all done today. We probably are on the hook for a quarter to three quarters of an inch of precipitation with 100% coverage across the state. It's done by sunrise tomorrow morning. We actually put together a very nice weekend here. Sunshine, blue sky, temperatures holding on. We're not really seeing this frontal boundary drop temperatures at all behind it. So the weekend is going to be fully dry. Even Monday morning now, I think we see good sunshine and dry weather, pushing the next strong low back a little bit. I think it shows up as we move through Monday evening and overnight, right on through Tuesday morning and midday. Penciling in right now a quarter to three quarters of an inch again, but I do think we have to keep the door open to some strong thunderstorms with this low pushing its arrival time back a little bit so that we're really getting the moisture started in the overnight. I believe that lessens the threat of severe weather here and to our south, but we'll just have to watch the timing very, very closely. So good moisture there Monday night, Tuesday. Dry for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. The only thing we have for complaints is it gets chilly. We are going to be dropping the temperatures, especially next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, to below normal levels. That may slow drying a little bit, but no precipitation from a Tuesday evening right on through the weekend. We do have some scattered showers that want to show up late Monday the 4th, a few hundredths to maybe half an inch, but it does kick off a little more active weather pattern for the rest of that week. We have more rain coming. So your shot at dry down, I believe, is coming Tuesday through Sunday of this upcoming week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Looking back at Thursday's grain markets, we check in with Andy Eubank and with Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
Looks like we have strength in the grains led by the Chicago wheat market on Thursday, and beans lagged behind, never getting any kind of a footing in the market Thursday. Angie, what did you see, especially in wheat, which was the upside leader?
Yeah, wheat, definitely. Chicago wheat was following very willingly behind its friend Kansas City wheat. Kansas City wheat up 27 cents at one point, putting in new highs, I believe, for the move, at least retesting the old highs that we had seen post-war, or, you know, once the war, the situation in the Middle East started there, the start of March. And so we've seen Kansas City wheat take off. They've moved a lot of the rain, shifted that over further to the east, unfortunately. And then there's a lot of questions over what El Nino is going to do for the southern hemisphere and what these spikes in fertilizer costs are going to mean for next year's production as well. So just, we've went from absolutely nothing bullish in wheat to you can't throw a rock without hitting a bullish story for wheat right now, I would say.
Wheat up and beans down, and apparently corn somewhat stuck in the middle.
Yes. Yeah. It's a tale as old as time.
What does it take for corn to get some upward momentum, although it has performed fairly well in recent weeks?
Yeah, I would say corn, you know, really, honestly, we're about 13 cents from the high of the December contract. And I know people will be like, well, 13 cents is a lot. Okay, you're right. But we're also 40 cents off the low.
Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday make corn up a penny and a quarter to 455 and a half. July corn up penny higher, 463 and three quarters. May soybeans, though, falling 4 3/4 to 1159 and three quarters. July beans also 4 3/4 lower, 1174 and three quarters. But May wheat climbing 11 and a half to 610 and three quarters. June live cattle 42 cents higher at 243.50, and June lean hogs up 82 cents at 103.45. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.